Now, 2 years ago, my wife and I, we decided to go away at Christmas, and although it was an amazing trip to Australia, we both agreed that we did miss the traditional family Christmas. But yeah, for some people, they want to get away from it all. 12% of people around Yorkshire and the Humber are going to be heading off for Christmas, and to shed some light on why this is, we have Expedia's resident travel expert, Mark Tavinder. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
And a superstar who has seen plenty of the world, over 25 years of fame, Peter Andre.
Oh, wow. That was a very nice intro. Thank you.
No worries. Now, Mark, if I can start with your good self, why are these people heading off? Why are they choosing to go away for Christmas?
Well, you talked about Christmas and spending time with family there. And I have to say, when I first saw this enormous number of Brits, 9.1 million, heading away over the festive season, I thought, well, surely this is a time to be spending with family at home in the cold, in front of the fire, and so on. And it wasn't until I got here this morning and was talking to Peter that I realised that that's exactly what some of these people are doing. 27% of people are actually heading away to see their family over the festive season. So it still has that feel about it. But there is this other number lurking in the data here, and that is that 29% of people are telling us that they're heading away to escape the Brexit blues, no less. But I think this is just 2018's term for the winter blues, which we're all somewhat more familiar with. And people are just jetting off to enjoy themselves, just as you described, with their families somewhere else for Christmas.
Now, family, obviously very important at Christmas time if you are so lucky to have family around you. America and Australia come out in the top five destinations, very much areas that people go to see family. You yourself, Peter, have you still got family over in Australia?
I do. My mum and dad live in Australia, and it really is a tough time of year because obviously my children are here. my wife's here. And so it's very difficult to go away at Christmas time. And I do love a good Christmas in the UK. But I do think that there's advantages of going after Christmas to places like Australia. Go and get the warm climate for New Year's. That's kind of cool if you can do it. But at Christmas, you know, even though they say USA is the top destination that Brits are heading this Christmas, don't forget in USA you've also got New York. And New York is a great place to go at Christmas time. There's places in Europe you could go to. There's Paris, there's, you know, Scandinavia. You could go see the Northern Lights. I mean, there's some wonderful, wonderful places. But for me personally, the UK on Christmas Day, nothing beats it.
So obviously you and your family together this Christmas, how's it going to be Christmas morning in the Andre household?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is have a coffee.
Just to wake yourself up.
Just to start. You know, I'm even thinking if the kid's getting up at 6, I'm going to get up at 5. I need to have that coffee. I need to chill out before the madness begins. Now, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's one of those days where it's not about you. It's about those kids. They're just so excited. And you get excited seeing them excited. But then comes 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock after you've had the big Christmas dinner, and it's time to go into a food coma and pass out on the couch.
So are you lucky enough to be escaping the cooking of the Christmas dinner, or are you
no,
taking charge?
I'm looking forward to really getting stuck in, actually. I love cooking. I'm quite obsessed with cooking. Might have a bit of Michael Bublé playing in the background.
Nice.
Yeah, he won't be coming to the house. I'll just hear him on Alexa, but that's not the point. He'll still be with us in spirit. And yeah, I'll be very, very hands-on in the kitchen.
And Mark, with regards to, obviously, people like Peter mentioned, getting away for some January sunshine, which is a great time of year to do it, to escape the January blues, we see nothing else on TV and here on the radio. The moment that Christmas is over, it's holiday sales everywhere. So is that your busiest time of year for you guys at Expedia, or...?
It's certainly a very busy time for the travel industry in general. You know, you see all the airlines with their airline sales and so on. And all of that is available in one place at Expedia.co.uk. You can dive on there and book your flight, your hotel, your car hire, your trains, your experiences as well. Probably the most exciting thing to book is the stuff that you're going to do when you actually arrive where you're going. It doesn't have to be winter sun either. There's, you know, still a little bit of cold weather to keep you in the Christmas spirit when you arrive in, say, a ski destination in Europe or slightly further afield.
Very good. And with regards to 2019, Peter, have you got some trips abroad planned, or what's going on?
Well, 2019 is a very promising year. work-wise. I've got my 25-date tour celebrating 25 years. I've got a movie I've just completed in Los Angeles, a short movie that's now been submitted to all the festivals around the world. So the first part of next year, that they'll be at Cannes Film Festival, Montreal Film Festival, Hollywood Film Festival. So that's going to be a very interesting time. And then I've also got a documentary that will be out next year. And lots and lots and lots going on. I mean, I've missed out some stuff already, I know that. But there's just it's amazing times. Really lucky, actually. Very fortunate to do what I'm doing.
And with regards to celebrating 25 years in the business, does it really seem like only yesterday that you were on that Top of the Pop stage and singing Mysterious Girl?
In some ways, yes. You know, where it feels distant is when I speak about it to people that don't know what Top of the Pops is, or when, you know, they don't know who Mark Morrison was, or Eternal, or who was the other one around at that time? Gabriel, remember Gabriel?
Very much so.
And that's when you start thinking, oh my gosh, it was ages ago, you know. But in other ways, it feels like it was yesterday.
Brilliant. Mark, destinations for 2019, where at the moment are you seeing, you know, kind of being quite the popular place to go?
So in the top five, we've already talked about the USA, Thailand, Australia, but there's India, the UAE, and one that's particularly jumped out at me on this list is Morocco as well. I think a great place to maybe hop away for a long weekend in January.